to be fair, it feels amazing because, like, I wasn't expecting... I was expecting to do well, but not to beat them kind of players that easy, really.
You've had a bit of success on the youth tour, haven't you? So tell us about what you found in terms of the difference in standard, if there was.
I wouldn't say the standard's different. It's a longer format, really, which was the difference. Because I was at a really good start at the weekend. But as soon as I got the rhythm going, I took advantage of most of the games. But the youth standard these days is just as hard.
Now, you won six matches on the very first day. Is that what you're talking about when you say momentum? You won the first game and thought, hang on, I can do this.
Yeah, definitely. I played the first three games, I played three young lads, which I know quite well, but I've never beat. And as soon as I beat one of them, the first round, I thought, well, if I can beat him, I can pretty much beat anyone because he got a tour card 2 years ago. So I thought, I'd beat someone that's pretty much well-known already.
Tell me about your darts career so far then. When did you get started and what's led up to this point?
I started about when I was a wee lad, about 9, 10, watching my dad play. And the atmosphere and, well, just watching him in league games and everything just inspired me to just play darts. And everyone used to say how natural talent I were and you should just take it up. And it's just grown ever since then.
It's not as easy as that though, is it? Because you need a team and you need the financial backing. So how have you managed get that?
I've played local leagues, which have sponsored me for, like, Super League, County. And then last year, Nevada Darts from Leicestershire have offered to help me with this PDC Youth Tour last year, which helped me get into Q School, which is now PDC Men's. So they're backing me now.
And now that you've achieved this, which, is it fair to say, your biggest achievement so far, what's the next step for you?
The next step, the dream's to play on TV, really. That's all I want to do. I don't mind how I play on TV. As long as I get to TV, I'm a happy boy.
For how long has that been a dream of yours?
Probably ever since I first started playing darts. Just the cameras, the walk-on girls, the music, everything. That's what I want to do.
Who are some of your favourite players then that you might be playing up against?
I'd say my favourite players, not many people say, which is Dennis Evans. Just the way he goes about himself. No one really thinks about Dennis. But... him, you say Chisnell, Dave Chisnell. I like watching him because he's a big drawer. Yeah, same kind of players.
And there's a few from Northamptonshire as well, aren't there now? I was speaking to Kevin McDyne just a few days ago, and then there's James Richardson and Kevin Painter, who was in Daventry not that long ago. Do you feel like you're part of quite a strong local scene?
Yeah, you got them four players, and there's still a lot more players outside of the PDC from Northampton, just as good, just haven't got the backing or haven't got the time really to do the PDC tour. But I know Kevin quite well because I play Friday nights with Kev McDyne, that is.
So have you come up against him in a competition, the two of you are going to know each other pretty well?
We would, yeah. He's about 21-1 up in games, but I won the last one, so hopefully that might help me on in later games.
That sounds like the start of an unbeaten run to me, Ricky.
You have an idea.
Just a final one. What's going to be your first event on the tour?
I think my first event's in Crawley in a couple of weeks. I'm not too sure. I'll let my sponsor deal with all this. He says, pick me up and I'll play darts. That's all I want to do.